Blog Talk Radio. sat there and told y'all ass when y'all tried to be preachers and Christians in the, you know, early stages, they still put y'all as slaves. Y'all still at the bottom of a totem pole. No matter how many churches today that y'all have out here in a poor neighborhood, and there's numerous, they still look at y'all as one of us. Quit ducking the bullet, man. That's one. You know what I'm saying? Another thing is, everybody want to be related to everybody else, but they don't want to be related to that peckerwood, but they acting like the peckerwood. See what I'm getting at with this shit? You see what I'm getting at with it? I just, you know, want people to get a good comprehension. Fuck that, I don't care shit. I want a person to get a good comprehension on the bullshit. I want to get a person a good comprehension on it. Because, you know, you can't spool your way out of this. You can't spool your way out of this. So, with that being said, you know, where's your head at? I don't even want to know that part. Fuck that shit. Point being, you know why people don't sit here and associate itself with that? Because they want to be tied to their roots. Tied to, oh, I'm Native Indian, or there were black Native Indians over here. No, there wasn't. Stop that shit. Quit lying. Native Indians don't wear no fucking helmets. Native Indian, I repeat, Native Indians don't wear no damn helmets. So I'm lost on how y'all Native Indians, but you got the Olmec civilization rocking fucking Nubian helmets. I'm lost with that shit. I really am. See? But you know, again, I'm gonna keep blowing this shit the fuck on out y'all ass. As I told you, I'm making a challenge for these people not to trick y'all so easy. I'm going to say it one more time. The old man. How you go from step pyramid to the teepee? Oh, they migrated. And if you got a fucking building, You could build that shit, migrate somewhere else, build some more shit. You had a fucking kingdom over here by now. But you ain't build that shit. You migrate in TPs because why? That's what the fuck Genghis Khan, Attila the Hun, all them motherfuckers were doing. Migrating and raiding. That's why you got a TP. So you can pack up shit real quick. Motherfucker don't want no home. They roamers. They roam the earth. Not territorial. They keep it moving. See how that works? See how that works, though. But see how that works. If somebody migrating, why would they sit here and build some shit? Which means they didn't build it. Which means they're not indigenous to this land. Y'all need to quit making a fucking copper plea for their ass. I see a lot of people out there on Facebook with that shit. Native Indian this, Native Indian that. Native Indians don't wear no fucking helmets. I'm going to get my restitution. I'm going to try to see if I can find my papers or this and that. And, you know, man, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. To them crackers, it don't matter about them giving y'all money for that shit. Because in the end, they want y'all insides. The body's worth more dead than it is alive. So whether you're getting restitution money, this and that, however the third, you know what I'm saying? Do your thing. Do your thing. Do your thing. But before I go any further, I'm going to break into the commercial breaks, man. That's it. I'm only going to be on for an hour for this show. I'm going to be back up. Big Mike wanting to come on and spread some wisdom and wealth to y'all. Same thing with a couple other callers. Again, I'll be right back.
Swing low. Time to move on. Light years in time. Ahead of our time. Free your mind and come fly with me. It's heaven on the mothership.
Advertising too much for your budget in this fast-paced economy? Give Shadow Productions a call, 404-512-3355. They specialize with brochures, flyers, and other advertising materials to help you flood your social media. That's Shadow Productions, 404-512-3355. Give them a call. Support the Black Nation, people. In the mood for some seafood in Pompano Beach area? Stop by Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK Boulevard in Pompano Beach, Florida. They have a $5 lunch special, and also make sure you stop in every Friday to check out the fish fry they have going on every Friday. Again, Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK. Support the Black Nation. In the mood for some seafood in Pompano Beach area? Stop by Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK Boulevard in Pompano Beach, Florida. They have a $5 lunch special, and also make sure you stop in every Friday to check out the fish fry they have going on every Friday. Again, Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK. Support the Black Nation.
Sorry for the double loop on the commercial. Computer triggered itself, I guess. Anyway, we digging back into this, you know, claim this, claim that shit. All that I can say, you know, when it comes to this kind of talk, people need to come with a better understanding of what the fuck they got going on. Because, you know, when you explain that shit to your kid gonna look at your ass fucking retarded later on in life. They're gonna look at your ass as the dumbest shit out there. I'm this. I'm that. I'm trying to get that money. You're only trying to be related to the Indians so you can get money. That's all you're trying to do. Why are you trying to sit here and this how these crackers know they got y'all stupid ass? Because they know who raided over here. Y'all dumb ass quick to want to be like them. But then say you black. Don't make no sense. Jimmy Crack motherfucking corn. Don't make no damn sense. Zero. None. Zero, zero, zero. None, none, none. With that being said, you know, again, most of y'all only enter this spitting in syndrome because a lot of y'all motherfuckers are lonely. Because you don't know your roots. You don't want to have the first interest in knowing your roots. Because you're too busy trying to fit into someone else's shit that looks identical to your own shit. That's some flip somebody mind shit. You want to flip their mind and want to fit into some shit that they know damn well they can recognize, but it's a different character other than their roots that's into. That's the bullshit gang. I mean, Black Sunday. What can you say about it? I mean, you go to church, you see the same shit. You go to a supermarket, you see motherfuckers dressed up. Being like who? The motherfuckers from what year? Uh-huh. Early colonialism. Go to an area where it ain't supposed to be too much slavery going on, what happened? Motherfuckers dressed up like what? That long-ass hat, them long-ass stockings, walking with a cane, got a pocket watch, all that other shit. Saying pip, pip like the fucking Englishman. Some of them are Dutch. Some of them are from France. Some of them from Spain. Cheese on the trap, people. But y'all want to fit in? I mean, just about every person who I have came across to that come just bring that dumb shit out their mouth, man. I'm like, how dumb do you sound, these people? How dumb do you sound, these people? It's real talk. How dumb do a person sound to these people? You tell a person, oh, I'm part Irish. Oh, I'm part this. Oh, I'm part that. Them people see your ass nothing more than a motherfucking monkey. You understand me? If they sat there and told a motherfucking priest student, which is a pastor or a preacher, and then tell the damn fucking dweeb pawn of the damn pope. What'd that tell y'all? What'd that tell y'all? Y'all shit, y'all, where y'all from, or what y'all trying to claim y'all from ain't no damn different. Because y'all can't claim royalty. You got the royal last name. Since you part this and you part that, you have the royal last name. Quit stroking your fucking ego. Thank you. Quit stroking your damn ego. All we doing, we getting attacked, we being separated. Being attacked, being separated. We don't want to link our last names or where we from. We ain't linking that shit to the stars and the planets, is we? Nope. Fuck that shit. I want to be down with Harold. I want to be down with Billy. fuck this, fuck that. I want to be down with the person because of where we're at in this point in time. Because they have wealth. That's why. Because we're at in this point in time, you figure that's the shit you're supposed to go at. You're green, bitch. You're green. I say, anybody want to claim, well, I'm Native Indian? Claim your cracker, too. They came over here and raped them. Won't do it. I think we better cut this weak shit out, man. Ain't gonna never have a family link the fuck up. Why? Because we are not following the planetary system. We are not following the system in a way of structure. We are not following that shit. So who fault is it? Is it our fault? Is it your fault? No, it's our fault. How about that? Yours and mine. We didn't sit here and teach each other well enough. I'm trying to do it now. That's why rap music back in them days was much stronger than it ever has been before and after. Why? Because niggas was collaborating with that mind thinking. The East Coast, I ain't gonna say the East Coast, the Revolutionary Brothers over here on this side was linking up with the Revolutionary Brothers on that side. They went with that hum-hum, hoo-hoo bullshit. Matter of fact, prime example, we got who? Common Sense. I never heard you do a song with that's a Sonic. I never heard you do a song with Public Enemy. I never heard you do a song with anyone out there righteous. If you snuck one in with KRS-One, good for him. Keep him, because he pumping his brakes. When I see motherfuckers U-turn on their legacy just to go fit in for an interview with a cracker, nah, homie, you lost me with that one. You want to be seen again. You want your, of course I want my face out there. Who wouldn't? I wouldn't. Bitch, we done seen you on MTV for this goddamn long. Now to come to find out somebody named African Bambaataa been sitting here getting fucking motherfuckers in the ass, and you knew about it, and you hiding it. Of course, who wants to? Who wouldn't? Put our babies in harm's way, and the only thing, you know, the child is going to do is hide that shit because he know he got a weak mama. And let's just face it, in this goddamn society, most mothers out there are weak as fucking hell. Most of y'all. The few out there, they ain't going to keep, you know, the bullshit chaotic. They ain't going to give a fuck about the leverage and benefits. You motherfuckers out there with that leverage and benefit shit, y'all the weak motherfuckers, because you need some shit to hide behind. I ain't hearing it. I ain't hearing it. Period, point blank. But this just goes to show you what we're dealing with. This just goes to show you what we're dealing with. All this fitting in shit. All this, oh, I have this as my heritage. That is my heritage. I say it like they would say it in the fucking goddamn religious world. You can't serve two gods. See? With someone else. But you can't serve two gods. And for someone who sit here and have this lineage crisis problem, and let me know that you don't know too much about your goddamn religion. And let me know you don't know too much about your spirituality. That let me know you don't know too much about your history. If you claiming somebody else shit, a part of Africa, something wrong with your ass. I'm trying to figure out, when did Native Indians come to Africa and build pyramids? I'm trying to figure, when did Native Indians come over there and deal with carving gold? When? When? When did Irish people do it? See? Proof of the pudding. Greece don't have no documentation on a place called Ireland. So that shit came later. Don't bring some shit that came later and say that shit came first. That don't make no sense. You gonna map it out right. That's why there's no loyalty in our shit. Other cultures sit here and at least protect themselves. We don't do it like that. Rodney King got his ass whooped. What we did? Wait for not versi, verdict guilty. Guilty verdict for some action to get taken place. Hell nah. Somebody should have dunked on their ass that night. Enough of this talk shit, man. Days are doing it here. Again, people. Only thing we're trying to do is stop you from being attacked, man. You being attacked in so many ways. If somebody say some shit like this to you, that shit seems foreign. Because you don't think you being attacked. Somebody beating the shit out your ass and bringing you a fucking goddamn dessert pie at the same time. Asking, you know, your jawbone okay? Can you swallow? Can you chew on this? I made it not too long ago, baby. You just got finished knocking the shit out your ass. Stupid, man. Stupid. Minds are fucking goddamn gone. You fucking black power this one day, you this the next 30 minutes. Then saying I don't care. Or there were black people over here. Or there were black people over there. Bro, them black people that came over here were not fucking Native Indians. You better go spill Kool-Aid in your goddamn ass your own way. Black people do not come with fucking silk in their hair. Not like that, buddy. Better get the hell up out of here. So you have to sit here and check yourself, man. You really have to check yourself. Understand things for what they're worth, man. Quit hiding behind a fantasy and shit, and you looking dumb with it. I was doing a little bit of reading just now on somebody's show on Facebook. They said they're proud to be a Native Indian, Native Indian holidays and shit, and they posted up some shit on their little cover board of a Native Indian man. And I'm like, the same person has some African shit up there. You gonna take the African shit down just to rock the motherfucker who ain't from here. I'm lost with that one. I'm lost with that one. Again. Best come correct, people, because, you know, these other coaches looking at this shit. Like I said, they job is to monitor us. And when they monitor us, hey, man, different situation. But again, got to go into a whole new level of the game. We're looking for that new mold of that African that's going to be there for his people. And I feel him on that. You need some warriors out there that's going to handle this shit. Not some old sissy-ass motherfucker. Again, there are so many clues out there, so many evidence that people choose to ignore because they want to fit into the money scheme. Get that money! Everybody doing this because they want to get that money. Does the Peckinwood have some sort of restitution shit? Motherfuckers would be lying up to claim that, oh, I'm half white. I'm half white. Restitution. I'm half white. Oh, it'd be a long ass line of niggas claiming that shit. Well, we got raped, goddamn. We half white. My last name belonged to this man. My last name belonged to that man. Then, boom, they went around and put some policy in place where all people who belong to their slave masters report for work. Your ass to work, goddamn it, because you want to do some shit for money. Is it worth it? Or it's not worth it? Not worth it, people. Again, we gotta stop setting ourselves up for these traps. Gotta stop, you know, getting caught up with the setups. Or somebody throwing us a reverse imagery. An upside down reciprocal imagery. And y'all looking at that shit a different way. Can't see how it's being arranged in your face. But again, more than welcome to, you know, handle your situation on that. More than welcome to. I got, let me see. Co-host Dave just texted me. Had to text him right fast, let him know I was on the show. But again, people, the information is right there. We're going to find some, my goal, like I said, I'm going to be calculating these areas around the globe that has these large land mass where people were carving and made out of a particular, you know, sanctuary or a facility, and pretty much just, you know, took it from there. So with that being said, it's pretty much a thing where I'm going to be going, like I say, checking out all these different places in Africa. They have the Dafufas. Asia has a couple of them. Asia has a couple of them motherfuckers. So, damn it, a person can't run it to me. Over there in that Gobi region, the Gobi Desert up there in North Asia by the Great Wall of China, same shit. Look, it's only a matter of time before we start to make the connection with the damn stars. And we're going to see what the fuck some damn shit called lineage be from that point. We're going to see how y'all feel about this half-breed shit from that point. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Because like I said, if you have people over here with helmets, carved in the rocks with helmets, but then again, you looking at Native Indians, and they ain't got not one fucking helmet attire. They don't have no sword. Something is wrong with that. Now, check this out now. Peep game. Peep game. Nubia and Egypt and other ancient cultures had swords and arrows and shit. The Native Indian only had the arrow and had the tomahawk. So, and it had a little small shit, the person head. So, again, where's y'all sword? Because if y'all would have had a sword, y'all never lost to the motherfucking Vikings. Y'all, if y'all had swords, y'all never lost y'all land to Spain. But y'all ain't have swords, did you? Nope. No kind of battlefield tactic when it came to the swords. You only have battlefield tactics when it come to riding a horse and motherfucking me using that damn arrow. I love it. That's why I say a person can claim Native Indian all they want to. My nigga, I'ma drop a Dusty Rose elbow on that shit. That's why I say, how could y'all sit here and claim Native Indian? They fight in formation and don't even fit in the goddamn scenery. Oh, I'm Native Indian. Man, get the fuck on, man. Y'all only doing that shit for money purposes. Because it's linked to money. You ain't doing it for no other damn reason. That's why I titled this shit as Lineage and Half-Breeds. Half-breeders with claim crackers. People with lineage don't. Well, let me rephrase that. Half-breeders with claim rednecks. People with lineage will claim who? Exactly. People who dealt with colonialism. Native Indians dealt with colonialism. They traded niggas in slavery, but y'all want to be a part of them. I laugh at that. Sad case, but I laugh at it. But again, it is what it is. Got 19 minutes left in the show before I head on out. I'm going to be back on, you know, in a few. I ain't going nowhere. Trust me. Trust me. Matter of fact, I'm going to do a part two to this shit. But let's go to show you how that division can sneak into us and stay there. Because y'all bring it in y'all mind for it to stay there. Niggas don't want to link up because they manifest that shit in their mind. They don't want to link up. Now he going to get over on me. Oh, I did him wrong. They going to set me up. And blah, blah, all that shit in your head. Because you know you did it wrong. And you know that damn Bible bullshit ain't come out the pocket to help you out. Not when it comes to somebody's revenge. That Bible and that God can't save you. You done brought the devil out somebody else. Where is that at in your Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not bring the devil out of someone with nasty deeds and pretend that they're a good person. Where that shit at? I know. But again, you know, a lot of this shit ain't our fault, but what is our fault when we keep ourselves ignorant? Especially when we, you know, using feelings to hide behind. Straight up, using straight feelings to hide behind. Come on, man. That's the worst thing you can do to cripple yourself. You ain't gonna never map it out in life. You ain't gonna never understand how life flows. And it should always come in threes. Your lie can't divide itself into three sectors. That's the key shit about lying that they don't teach your ass. Because everything comes in threes in this world at the same time. Your lie can't equate in three different phases at the same time, stupid ass. But an accurate point can, that's truthful. That shit can. That's why they call that shit ETAs. Estimated date and time, baby. And if you don't know it yet, they'll say what? To be determined. To be determined. Which means they in the point of trying to make a measurement for it. Trying to figure it out. Can't be in the revolutionary mode if you're a native Indian. Okay. That shit sound Arabic. That shit sound Arabic. Why? Because the goddamn native Indian person. Warriors chant before they go in the fight. But y'all don't study Arabic. Listen to the two sounds together. Play them together. Don't put no imagery with that shit. Let it be just the sound only. And compare. Compare them. Identical. Why is the damn beats per minute the same? For y'all in music. Why is the beats per minute the same when they doing that shit? I don't care. That's what I say with that I don't care syndrome, knock their ass loose. Every day from now on gonna be what? Cracker day? Black cracker day. Y'all finna get dealt with. Fuck this shit. You're gonna waste a hesitation moment in time. When I hear something stupid, it's gonna punch in your shit. Bam. Oh, he got anger management. I ain't yelling. I'm just punching him. Person with anger management, they can be angry, but a person who want to punch him, well, trying to fix somebody with some loose screws. It ain't happening. It's a wicked world, people. It's a wicked world. Don't let it get the best of you. Hey, man, things are just rolling to a different era. And if we don't find creative ways to stop being uncreative, we're gonna fuck ourselves over. Everybody wanna smile because the TV smile. Everybody being raised by the TV. Before the TV, what was raising you? Reality. Motherfuckers going out in the world watching motherfuckers get hung. That was TV. Beating crackers' ass. That was TV. Cops killing niggas. That was TV. I don't know what world y'all living in. I won't even deal with that shit like that. Most of the time when I probe, like I said, I just like to deal with maps. And stargazing and some other shit. I really don't like dealing with people. I really don't like looking at documentaries like that. Unless it's some, you know, dealing with something for the Montage Monday. That's it. But again, people,
these messages received from Young Dread.
Okay, that's Black Sheep hit me up. But again, that's the reason why my new slogan is going to be, you know, are you in this for the money or are you in this for the knowledge? Straight up. Are you in it for the money or are you in it for the knowledge? Got Warrior Week coming up. We had Daisy Bates on our last Montage Monday. And this week we're going in with our male figure. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to go ahead and drop it. I'm going to bring up the late, great King... Ivan Van Sertima, and we're going to go into the voyage of Africa with the Olmecs. That's what we're going to deal with on Montage Monday. That just laid a smash down on this goddamn, you know, bullshit. They're going to lay the smash down on that. Just texting, but again, our Montage Monday, we're going in with the late, great Ivan Van Sertima, bringing in our African culture over here on this land. I'm just going to call it the land of the West. I'm going to call it the land of the East. Or the land of the West. But again, the Montage Monday speaks for itself. Got 10 more minutes left in the show. Be back on again around 7:15. We're gonna drop it on the one. But again, it's going to be a part two to this right here. Like I said, come Monday, we bring it up Ivan Van Sertima. We also going to be dealing with on Warriors Week. I think we're going into the 1500, if I'm not mistaken here. No, it might be the 14. It's 1400s. So we're going to be dealing with the 1400s. Let me see if I can find our location here. So far, so good, man. I'm undefeated. With Facebook knowledge and shit. Alright, I've blown them out the water. Undefeated. Anyone who came in my path, undefeated. I don't care if they were talking Caribbean ya-ya, Ethiopian ya-ya, any goddamn thing. Blew it out the water. Egyptian ya-ya, blew it out the water. I don't claim Egypt. It's Kemet. Goddamn it, we come on down, we're dealing with Nubia. And further on with the family. Other than that, don't bring it, because y'all going to lose. You're going to lose, people. You're going to lose. Just don't bring it. But again, we're going to be going deep into the hive of the Nordic tribe. Because you know at that time they having their transition, snatching up, you know, black people, some more, from the motherland. But again, you know, we're going to show why and how the goddamn belly of the beast is full for nigga blood. We're going to bring it out. So actually, yeah, we're going into the, we're going to be dealing with the 1500s. It was actually in the 1600s in the month of June. So we're going to be going deep into the belly of the beast, knocking them 1500 walls loose. And trust me, the king always got something up his sleeve. The king always has something up his sleeve. That's why a warrior must always be prepared for anything and always must stay uncomfortable. Never in a resting mode. Must understand that. Must understand that. Again, people, we got 6 minutes left in the show. Bringing it, like I said, back on up again around 7-ish and dropping it on the one, man. Taking it from there. But, hey, one thing I say is arm yourself with some knowledge, man. Don't leave yourself hanging out there with nothing and, you know, you have nothing to go off on and you just trust in the words. Science will teach you, you know, if the person lying to you or not. Science going to teach you that. Off rip, science going to teach you that. Again, man, you know, most of y'all who claim that lineage is shit or that half-breed shit, y'all the motherfuckers who don't want to fight. Because you find a way mentally to clean your ass to something so you don't engage. Oh, I'm this, I'm that. Okay, well, go find out how they treated this and that. Why the fuck you don't go over there and fight the goddamn leaders? I love it. I love it. Ain't moving. But it's funny how those who want to claim Native Indian looking for goddamn restitution, looking for money from the enemy. Motherfuckers killed your ancestors and killed your other ancestors, but you looking for money. Get that money, y'all. Yeah, that works. Yeah, I drop napalm bombs on anybody who come at me with some questionnaires. unless your ass is heavily in my level or people like my level. I'm going to be teaching your ass. Unless your ass is in some high-tech chemistry, alchemy, and nigga, you deep in the goddamn deep and deep. Don't come here with some surface shit. Get blown out in the water. Because the only thing you're going to give me is some shit that happened after. And that was some shit, a lie they were teaching to the people at that time who was illiterate. You think we the only ones who wasn't allowed to read and write? You think we the only culture who wasn't allowed to read and write? Thank you. The same culture that wasn't allowed to read and write. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. If your ass could read and write, you can go to a kingdom. If you couldn't read and write, they threw their ass over here. Think about the Asian people who were over here building the railroad in the West. Why were they over here? You had slaves at that time, but why were these people over here? They wasn't slaves, or were they? Human trafficking still goes on, people. Still goes on. Human trafficking. This shit done got old, man. Y'all need to stay on point with this shit. Stop dipping in and out of this black power. Not cocaine. It's not some shit that you just sip on and, you know, I don't want to drink it now. Discipline has to come with its reward, but if your ass undisciplined and trying to cheat your way through shit, ain't finna happen, my nigga. You forget about that shit, straight up. That shit is not finna happen. Got a minute left in the show. I'll be back up in a few. Bringing some more of that heavy duty in your face. Be safe out there for y'all on this Black Sunday. Like I said, we'll have everything set up for Monday's show. I'm trying to expand this thing like how I say I'm trying to expand it. Again, I suggest we sit here and do some research on what we're trying to sit here and call ourselves clinging to. Because next thing you know, you'll figure some shit out. You're like, damn, all this. Well, yeah, you just want to wake up now? Shit, look. That's why they tell you don't rush in. Fools rush in. You don't just rush into a date. You don't just rush in to do this. You don't just rush in to do that. There are going to be fucking consequences behind some shit that you ain't going to like in the end. Because you're trying to control some shit. I'll be on a little later on today. I'll see y'all in a few. Love, 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 love.